of dating.
Hey y'all, welcome to episode 6 of Bangers, where I, your amazing, beautiful, stunning, sexy, talented host Claire, will help you find your new favorite song. Also, sorry if my voice is a little raspy, it's been like so dry in my room recently, so I will probably sound like a chain smoker today, but you know what? We bowl. I really tried to get a little bit of everything in this week, so everybody who tunes in tonight, no matter who you are, what music you like, except country, I don't F with country, can find something they enjoy. We started off with the legendary Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan. I actually don't know if it's one of his more popular songs. Like, I don't know, I'm not in on the BD loop, but it's definitely like my favorite BD song. I don't know why, but like after watching A Complete Unknown, that song just like shifted something in my brain. Like I was like, why was I never like listening to this song more? Like, it's just so good. Okay, after that, I played Danger Girl by Canadian punk rock band Shiv and the Carvers, who are serving me Bikini Kill and Daisy and the Scouts vibes. Work song by Housewife, and another iconic throwback, The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana. And before y'all jump me, it's just a cover, I know, but I'm not big on David Bowie. I really am not, which is like crazy to say. I feel like I'm like, I don't know, that's like sacrilege, but it's just something about his voice. Not for me. I understand why some of you divas might like it, but not for me. Anyways, I've got a whole lot more tunes in store for you guys, so let's get into it. See y'all soon. Bye-bye. I
seat and my teeth hurt. Blowing out the speaker. I'm the Lotus Eater now. Did you figure me out? Who's the mystery now? Same old light in a Friday bliss on a Sunday night. I wanna feel like this till I feel alright. I wanna feel like this. Say it like you mean it. Feel like this. Couldn't keep a secret. Feel like this. Kinda think we're even now. Feel like this. Did you figure me out? Who's the mystery now? I think I figured you out. Not such a mystery now. Grab my wrist till your knuckles are white. It's a brand new kiss in the same old light. In a Friday bliss on a Sunday night. I wanna feel like this till I.
Feeling when happy, I'll take you wherever you wanna go. Make promises that I could keep. Go Sweden, but somewhere out the cold.
You seem like you let up my heart. Sounds like a rough ride. Don't turn back all the way to my heart. Sounded like a rough ride.
Hey queens, we're back! You guys just heard No God by Rita Mae, Lotus Eater by Phineas, Rough Ride by Samant and Luvao, and finally, Just a Thread by Peach Love. If you want to look up the Samant one, though, Rough is spelled R-U-F-F, not Rough, because I know some people sometimes like to know what songs I do, and obviously I'm going to start making playlists. Actually, no, I already have, and they are public on my Spotify account, so I can put that in my Instagram, so that you guys can find the song instead of me having to give everyone spelling lessons. Anyways, if you watched last week's show, you know that we had some unfinished business to get to because I did not finish giving y'all my very lukewarm Grammy takes. So, without further ado, it is time to announce my album of the year. Actually, no, wait, let's make this interesting. I'll go like 8-1 because Dead Last is going to be that Jacob Collier album. Doesn't even deserve to be named because it's that bad. I don't really have any other words. Next in seventh place, or what I like to call not Jacob Collier, is going to be that Andre 3000 New Blue Sun because it was literally like a troll album. It's just him playing the flute for like an hour. And I remember I was talking about this in my session. I'm like, that's like crazy that it got nominated, because like he's literally just like, I don't know. He's just on like a really crazy side quest. Sixth, I'm gonna have to put Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department. Swifties, please don't jump me. It's just the other albums she won it with. Like, Folklore and Midnights are amazing, and I feel like that's almost like her winning with this would be disrespectful to those two albums and her body of work as a whole. Because, like, how that gonna win? And then 1989 was snubbed. And fifth, we got Cowboy Carter by Beyoncé, and I think what I have to say about this is what everyone's been saying. She's good. She's an experimental album. Has some great songs like Bodyguard and Yeah Yeah, but there's also some major misses. And I get it. She deserves Album of the Year. She's been on the grind for so long. So much respect. But that should have been with Renaissance. That should not be with this. And if this one is like, it's just giving like a career award. And I understand why they do that sometimes, but you're taking it away from somebody who this year deserves it more. Anyways, in fourth, I have Rise and Fall of Midwest Princess, Chapel Roan, because I get it. Crazy cultural impact, rise to fame, crazy, so impressive. She's awesome. There's some excellent songs on here, but there's also a lot of skips. And I feel like as a whole, the album isn't very cohesive as like a body of work. The songs individually work fine on their own. But just compared to the other albums, this is where I think it falls short. In third, I have Short and Sweet. My girl Sabrina can do no wrong, as you know. Love her. And it's a perfect pop album, but at the same time, that really is all there is to it. And the other two pieces definitely have more sustenance and substance to them as like whole pieces and just bodies of work again. They're a lot more for the art and not just like fun. And like fun is great. Because, like, guys, I love Sabrina. Anyways, in second place, I have Hit Me Hard and Soft. I'm just gonna call him Hmm-Haz. That's what I've been calling it for a while. It gives people a stroke when they try and figure out what I mean. By Billie Eilish. Perfect album. No skips. Great production from Phineas and Billie. Great lyrics. Just, it plays it a little bit too safe, and it feels like it's very much coming out of her wheelhouse. Now, obviously, number one, that means is Brat, Miss Diva, Charlie XCX. I've seen so much hate for this album online recently. Not to call y'all out, but you Gracie Abrams stands on TikTok, get your act together, where people are like, as long as it's not Brat, I'm happy. I'm sorry she dropped Peak and your fave did not even get nominated. Oops. Anyways, the whole point of Brat is that it challenges the norms of pop that a lot of the other artists in this category have created, like, I don't know, Taylor Swift, for example, and it created a massive cultural shockwave and impact. Maybe it wasn't a major charting success. I'm not even sure if it cracked top 10 in America. It did great in the UK, I know that. But it had the biggest cultural impact, like Brat Girl Summer, The Apple Dance. I'm sorry for my older listeners on here. Y'all won't know about any of this. But Charlie took a huge risk, basically, and it paid off majorly. And it's just, whether it was successful or not, in my mind, it's just a perfect album. I know y'all were waiting for that, but please do not leave, because I've got more epic tunes for you guys, including a new song by Tate McRae, Canadian Queen. We got some Sabrina Carpenter and some Tinashe. So bye for now, divas, but this is not the end. We'll be right back.
Maybe you're just in denial. Oh, while your girl's over there with a bartender, I can keep you occupied. Don't pretend like we're amigos. I'm the leading lady, she's B-roll. But what do I know?
Come rock with me. You want a good time, I am she. You know that girl can't compete. Forget about her, rock with me. Oh, rock with me. You want a good time, I am she. You know that girl can't compete. Forget about her, rock with me.
There's no way you believe she's a winner, baby. By the end of the night, you'll be asking yourself what you saw in her, boy. You better keep your eye on the prize. Call it ego, don't pretend like we're amigos. I'm the leading lady, she's B-roll. But what do I know?
finished your dress the day that we met. We were both in a rush, we talked for a sec. You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text and now the next thing I know, I'm like, manifest, that's your oversized. I digress, got me scrolling like, out of breath, got me going like, ooh, who's the cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent? Head, but I bet we'd have really good bed. Can how you pick me up? Pull me down, tell me around, now it just makes sense. And you talk so sweet when you're doing bad things. That's bad. Can how you looking at me? I know what that means, and I'm obsessed. Are you free next week? I bet we'd have really good camaraderie. I mean camaraderie. Said you're not in my time zone, but you wanna be. Where art thou? Why not upon with me? See it in my mind, let's fulfill the prophecy. Who's the cute guy with the wide blue eyes and the big bad light? I know it's not a bit redundant, but I bet we'd have really good bed. Can how you pick me up? Pull me down, tell me around, now it just makes sense. And you talk so sweet when you're doing bad things. That's bad.
Okay, divas, real quickly, one last time, just back to say hi and tell you about some of the songs you just heard and what I'm going to close tonight's show with for your lovely Saturday night. You start with Sports Guard by Tate McRae, as I mentioned, Canadian Queen. And as an ex-comp dancer, like, you had to be there when, like, in the comp world, like, she was, like, viral everywhere. She truly is just, like, insane, and I'm just convinced there's nothing she can't do. Then you guys heard Rock With Me by Give Me a Moment. My laptop's really far away. Kalia. And I just need to say, I've been playing that song nonstop for the past week since I found it on the lovely little Spotify Fresh Finds Canada playlist. It's just, I don't know. It's just like good pop music. It's almost giving me like K-pop vibes, which is really fun. Then we heard Nasty by Tinashe, Certified Banger, and a classic. Then Bedchem by Queen Sabrina Carpenter. Obviously, can't be a show without her. I've been off my Sabrina grind for too long. I needed to come back to my senses. Anyways, we're going to be closing tonight off with three lovely songs. I was going to say little ditties, but I realized one of them is almost 6 minutes. We're going to start with Believer by Sister Ray, then The Shining by The Neighborhood, which is probably my favorite song of theirs, at least at the moment. It really does change a lot. It's just never, like, I don't want to put sweater weather, guys. And then we're going to finish off with Blue by Billie Eilish, because, yeah, she's great. I don't really know what else to say except take care of yourselves, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Hey, CFRC listeners. In celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
On Saturday, March 8th at 7 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Arts Center as they bring back their popular series, Open Secret. In this third edition, the Agnes partners with New York Film Festival, Prismatic Ground, in its artistic